Hello, welcome to the Monday, October 27th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Shell shock is still keeping us busy, and we now see some of the, well, I would call more secondary exploit vectors being more used. In this case, SMTP, of course, email is often passed to shell scripts for filtering, and as a result, email may actually be used to exploit shell shock. In this particular case, it apparently was used to install a simple IRC bot, and that IRC bot could be used in a distributed denial of service botnet. Not sure how many victims they actually gathered with this botnet. The configuration that they're exploiting is certainly a little bit less likely than some of the web-based admin vectors that we have seen exploited earlier. But given that a lot of the early patching focused on web servers, there may actually be still a good number of mail servers that have not been patched for shell shock. And with vulnerabilities like shell shock, one of the problems, of course, is always how do we find all the systems that are vulnerable that we have in our environment? Tom wrote about some of the tools that you can use to scan larger infrastructures, in particular Mass Scan, which is a pretty neat and easy to use tool that you can use to scan a pretty large network for a specific vulnerability. And users of the anonymizing Tor network should be careful. A researcher found that one particular exit node located in Russia apparently is patching downloads on the fly as they're passing through this exit node. Of course, the patching that this particular exit node is doing isn't necessarily going to prevent any vulnerabilities. Instead, they're adding backdoors and the like into the downloads. This was discovered after some Microsoft updates failed because they did fail the signature verification. Overall, of course, any updates should be digitally signed in order to prevent attacks like this, and if you do download software, whether it's via Tor or not, it's always a good idea to verify digital signatures. And then we got more vulnerabilities in our all-time favorite, the Internet of Things. This time it's a home automation gateway sold as Vera or Mikasa Verde. These are little green boxes that support C-Wave and can also support other standards like Insteon via external modules. The vulnerabilities are pretty basic, for example, a directory traversal in the web admin interface, but then also an embedded static private SSH key that is the same for all of these devices and then can be used to access the manufacturer's back end. The SSH key is in particular troublesome because potentially it could be used to access the manufacturer's backend and with that control any other device that is connected to this backend. These devices do connect outbound to the manufacturer in order to allow remote admin without having to set up special access through NAT to reach the device. There isn't really much you can do in this case with respect to firewalls because these are outbound connections from the device, and these connections are required if you would like to maintain remote accessibility to the device at all. The author of the blog noted that they didn't actually test that because they felt that this would be unethical, but they do provide an exploit tool in order to root a box that you have access to. And Samsung responded to a recent report about insecurities in its Knox Secure platform that ships with many recent Samsung Android phones. According to Samsung, the report of these insecurities is not true, that key management is implemented based on best security practices. However, Samsung also concedes that the encryption key required to auto mount this secure container is actually on the file system in the trust zone, which was probably one of the major problems found in this security review of Knox. So Samsung goes on to say that the key, while it's accessible, it's only accessible to trusted system processes, and that the Knox trusted boot will lock down this key if there is a system compromise. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.